오늘은 장자들의 영어로 했죠. Forget it. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里正道。
This afternoon, I'd like to share with you a topic here, the Church of the Firstborn.
今天下午想跟大家分享的题目是长子的教会。
Because it's good to let us to understand about the true church.
我想让我们能够了解真教会这个意义是很好的。
In the Bible, always giving us the messages. There is one church.
圣经上的信息就是告诉我们只有一个真教会。
We have to understand in the Bible concept here. Spiritual church never be missed, never be misled, but always give us a message. There is one.
我们要很清楚的知道, 属灵的教会只有一个。
According to the book of Ephesians chapter 4, there is only one. Now the God allow us to have it.
在以弗所书第四章这里告诉我们，神他只允许一个教会。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
让我们翻开以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 4.
第四章的第四节。
There is one body and one spirit, just as also you were called the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
第五节。
Verse 6.
第六节。
One God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all. So here, Paul give us this understanding of a one truth.
保罗告诉我们这里一个真理。
We have to find out in the Bible why is one.
我们要从圣经上来 查考为什么只有一个。
So when we look at the church, we do not look at the people's view, but we have to look at the church from the scripture view.
当我们讲教会的时候，我们不能用人的方法来看，而是一定要从 神的话语来看。
Once you turn the book of Hebrews chapter 12.
当我们看希伯来书十二章的时候，
Hebrews chapter 12 verse from 22.
希伯来书十二章从22节开始。
Chapter 12 verse from 22 to 24 here define the true church.
第22节到24节在这里给一个教会的定义，真教会的定义。
You have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, and heavenly Jerusalem, and the myriad of angels, 23, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous man made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood which speaks better than the blood of Abel. And this is the picture of the true church.
这就是一个真教会的形象。
And now so-called the church, they are qualified to be in this picture, then they are the true church.
所以任何个教会有这些 特点的话, 就是真教会。
Once we look at the Old Testament time, God chose Abraham.
我们看旧约的时候, 神拣选了亚伯拉罕。
He established the covenant with him.
他也与他定了约。
So the covenant the stands when the Israelites continue to follow this covenant, they become a children of God.
然后他们的, 亚伯拉罕的后裔跟神定的这个约, 他们就成了他的子民。
They become a chosen race.
他们就是一个被拣选的子民。
So in Old Testament time, God showed us that he's a chosen race. The firstborn is very exclusive.
所以在这里就告诉我们，神所拣选的这个被拣选的人民是非常的有这个专门的特色。Look
at the concept here, Numbers chapter 23.
我们看一下民数记第三章。
Numbers chapter 23, 23.
对不起，民数记二十三章。
And verse 9.
第九节，二十三章第九节。
I see him from the top of the rocks, and I look at him from the hills. Behold, the people who dwell apart and shall not be reckoned among the nations. And here mentioned that a people, this nation, this people dwell apart and shall not be reckoned among the nation.
在这里讲到一个居民，他们是独居的民，不列在万民中。
But during the Old Testament time, the descendant of Israel, the descendant of Abraham, they called their separate their life, they're apart from the world.
以色列人民就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，他们一直是被分裂成特别的一个民族。
So verse 9, the last portion shall not be reckoned among the nations.
所以在这第九节的最后一段讲说，他们并不列在万民中。
So it tells us that the Old Testament time, the Israelites, they are special, they are different than all the rest of the nation, all the rest of the people in this world.
所以在这旧约里面讲得很清楚，以色列人民他们是一个很特殊的民族。
So it's not, there's no such thing as a comparison with other people.
他们也不能跟别的民族能够做比较。
Because they are the one, to chosen by God.
因为他们是被神所拣选。
So in one more verse, let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 14.
我们也再看一下生命记的十四章。
Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 2.
生命记十四章第二节。
For you are, chapter 14, verse 2.
十四章第二节。
For you are holy people to the Lord your God.And the Lord has chosen you to be people for his own possession out of all the people who are on the face of the earth. Then here, this verse here says, For you are the holy people to the Lord your God.
在这里几说他们是被拣选他们作为自己的子民。
Because the Lord has chosen them,to be a people for his own possession out of all the peoples.
因为主从万民中把他们拣选出来变成神的特别子民。
We understand the Israelites, they are the one, the chosen one, from all the nations, and they become a possession of God.
所以我们了解以色列人民是被神所拣选万民中成为神的特别的一个特殊的人民。
So that's the concept of Old Testament time, as there's a chosen race and the chosen people as a nation of the holy nations.
所以这个就是从旧约我们来的这个概念，被拣选的人民，他们是特殊的一个子民。
Now, this people was established by the covenant between between Abraham.
因为他们的关系是从亚伯拉罕跟神建立的这个约。
If you look at the Genesis chapter 17,
要什么看约创世纪十七章，这里提到。
Genesis chapter 17 from verse 9.
创世纪十七章第九节。
Genesis chapter 17, verse from 9.
创世纪十七章第九节。
God said a few further to the Abraham, Now, as for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your descendant, after you throughout their generation. Verse 10.
第十节。
This is my covenant, which you shall keep between me and you and your descendant after you. Every male...male among you shall be circumcised, 11. And you shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be the sign of the covenant between me and you, 12. And every male among you who is 8 days old shall be circumcised throughout your generations. A servant who is born in the house or who is bought with the money from any foreigners who is not of your descendant, 13.
十三节。
A servant who is born in your house or who is bought with your money shall surely be circumcised. Thus shall my covenant be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. But an uncircumcised male who is not circumcised in the flesh of foreskin, and that the person shall be cut off from his people. He is a broken my covenant. And here when God established this covenant between Abram, not only the Abram, but his household, not only his household, but all his descendant.
在这里神跟亚伯拉罕立约，不但只与他一个人。 而是他的家人和他的后裔，还有所有他属于他家族的。
This is the showing that he chosen a people that they belongs to God.
这个是在表明他们是神，属于神的。
This is very one way from God established covenant to between Abraham.
这是一个方法神建立他跟他的子民的约。
It requires Abraham's faith, and also it requires Abraham's instructions to his household, and also generation after generation.
这个就需要亚伯拉罕的信心，而且他要仔细的交代他的后裔，不但是他后辈，而是他一代接一代的要做。
Anybody who do not circumcise, and they do no longer belongs to God.
因为任何一个不收割礼的人，他们就不成为神的人民。
So since from the Abraham and this covenant continues stands to this covenant with between God and His people.
所以就从亚伯拉罕开始，这个约就一直维守到现在，神跟他的子民。
So these people continue to be God's chosen race and His chosen people.
所以这些人就不断的成为神的选民。Once
you look at the book of Exodus,
要是我们看出埃及记的时候,
during the last the plague to the to Egypt. For the tenth one, to the before God brought His people out of Egypt.
在他们最后一次神降下的那个灾，在还没有带以色列人出埃及的时候，
clearly mentioned that only those who circumcised can participate a part of this meal for the Passover.
就是他们要 过这个逾越节的时候，只有受过割礼的人才有资格，过这个节。Let's
turn to Exodus chapter 12.
让我们看一下出埃及记十二章。Exodus
chapter 12, verse from 43.
十二章从43节开始。And
the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, Exodus chapter 12, from verse 43.
出埃及记十二章从43节开始。
And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, this is the ordinance of the Passover. No foreigner is to eat of it. Verse 44.
44.
But every man's slave purchased with the money after you have circumcised him, then he may eat of it. Verse 45.
45节.
A sojourner of the hired servant shall not eat of it. 46.
46节.
And it is to be eaten in a single house. You are not to bring forth any of the flesh outside of the house, nor are you to break any bone of it. And 47,
47节.
All the congregation of Israel are to celebrate this. 48,
48节.
But if a stranger sojourners with you and celebrate the Passover to the Lord, let all his male be circumcised, and then let him come near to celebrate it, and he shall be like a native of the land, but no uncircumcised person may eat of it. 49. The same law shall apply to the native as to the stranger who sojourns among you. 50. Then all the sons of Israel did so. They did just as the Lord has commanded Moses and Aaron. 51. And it came about on that same day that the Lord brought the son of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their host. So what you hear, the Exodus chapter 12, verse from 43 to 51 is clear. During this time of Passover, only those one who circumcised can part of the Passover meal.
所以在这出埃及记十二章四十三到五十一节讲得非常清楚，只有那些受过割礼的人才能够领这个逾越节。So
actually, the Passover meal is very exclusive.
所以这个逾越节的餐，这个节是非常的 专注的一个节。
So only those, even the purchased the slave, they has to be circumcised in order to part of this meal.
就算他们所买的这些奴仆，要是没有受割礼，也不能领这个逾越节的肉。
So we have to, we can think about this, this basic understanding in Old Testament time.
所以我们要先了解一下这个旧约的这种基本的道理。
So if you are not, if your nations, your people not circumcised, and then Israel treat you like a Gentile, that which does not belongs to God.
对以色列来讲，任何一个人族，他们没有受过割礼，他们就是称为外邦人。
Because they cannot participate this Passover meal.
那这种外邦人就不能跟他们一起同享这个逾越节。
Because this concept actually connected in the New Testament time.
其实这个观念是跟新约的有关的。
We remember when Jesus died on the cross as a Passover lamb.
我们要记得耶稣死的时候，他就如同这个逾越节的羊。
So when before Jesus died on the cross,
在耶稣在到十字架死之前
，He offered the last meal to his disciple.
他跟他的门徒享用最后一晚餐。
He asked them to eat my flesh and my blood.
他跟他们门徒说。要他们吃他的肉和他的血
，so that they can have an eternal life.
这样他们才能够得到永生。
It's not just anybody can participate that the Passover meal, but only the one who circumcised can participate there.
所以就如同不是任何一个人能够领这个逾越节的这个餐，只有那些受过割礼的人。
Let's turn to the book of John.
让我们看一下约翰福音。
John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6 from verse 48.
约翰福音第六章从四十八节开始。
John chapter 6 from verse 48.
约翰福音第六章四十八节开始。
Now I am the bread of life. Your father are...the manna in the wilderness, and they died. Verse 50. This is the bread which come down out of heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that come down out of heaven. If anyone eats of the bread, he shall live forever. And the bread also which I shall give for the life of the world, is my flesh. 52. The Jews therefore began to argue with one another, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus therefore said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man or drink his blood, you have no life in yourself. 54. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day.Verse 55. For my flesh is a true food, and my blood is a true drink. He who eats my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, and he also shall live because of me. Verse 58. And this is the bread which come down out of heaven.Not as the Father ate the die. He who eats this bread shall live forever. And Jesus here talking about the importance of the eating his flesh and his blood.
耶稣这里提到吃他肉和喝他血的重要性。
When Jesus offered this, this meal, we as understand the Holy Communion.
当耶稣把这个最后晚餐一起分享的时候，我们所了解就是圣餐礼。
Because this meal is the Passover meal.
因为对他们来说，这是一个逾越节所吃的。
Jesus himself offered himself to let his people to eat, and drink so that they can have eternal life.
耶稣把他自己身体献上，所以他的人民才能够吃他的肉和喝他的血。
So the one only circumcised can participate this meal.
所以只有受过割礼的人才能够领这个餐。
Anybody who do not circumcise, they cannot participate this meal.
任何一个没有受过割礼的人是不能够领受的。
Now we, that's why, when Jesus, when he ascended to heaven, sent them the Holy Spirit, and the first church was established in Jerusalem.
所以当耶稣复活之后升天，然后他降下圣灵，教会刚开始在耶路撒冷设立的时候。
So, many of the Jewish believers, they cannot digest of this understanding.
很多犹太人他们还是不能够了解这种想法。
So they insist that all their people have to be circumcised.
他们还是一样的想要坚持每一个人都要受割礼。
Even though people believe in Jesus Christ,
就算是信了耶稣。
And that they come to the Lord, but they still have to be circumcised.
他们认为你既是信了耶稣，可是你还是要受割礼。
But then Paul understood that this is not the way.The Jewish believers were to understand.
但是保罗对却有他却了解这种想法并不对的。
Then Old Testament, these old covenants still continue to stand. Then it doesn't make sense why Jesus came to this world.
要是旧约这个约还继续持续下去的话，那主耶稣就不必再来了。
So he bring up this issue because it becomes a greater.Possibly of division for the in the church.
所以他们就把这个问题提出来，其实是一个很可让教会分裂的一个问题。
So bring up this issue to have a meeting with all the apostles.
所以他们门徒们、使徒们一起在一起开会。
And they find out that no longer need those baptized believer no longer need of the physical circumcision.
他们最后的结论是，所有受洗的信徒不需要受割礼了。
Because since when they are baptized,
因为他们已经受了洗。
The blood of Jesus Christ applied to them.
主耶稣的血已经临到他们身上。
So no longer binding of this Old Testament time of covenant.
他们就不需要被这个旧约所捆绑。
So the book of Colossians.
所以在哥罗西书说。
Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章。
You understood what is the circumcision then?
这里他们了解割礼到底在新约是什么意思。
Colossians chapter 2, Colossians 2 verse from 11.
哥罗西书第二章从第十一节开始。
11 to 13.
十一到十三节。
And in him you were also circumcised with a circumcision made without hand.In the removal of the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, 12. Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised up with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the death. Verse 13. And when you were dead in your transgression and uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive together with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions. This is the understanding of the Paul of the circumcision in New Testament time.
这就是保罗对在新约割礼的认识。
So he mentioned about the circumcision made without hand.
他这里讲说，这是受了不是人手所行的割礼。
Anybody who participate this circumcision made without hand.
所以任何一个接受这个不是用手所行的割礼的话
，then their sin, their transgression was covered up and they were washed away.
那他们的罪也就已经被埋葬，被被赦去了。
So the verse 13 says, "When you were dead in your transgression and uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive together with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions."
所以在十三节这里说，你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了，神赦免了你们。
So here, the Paul clearly defined the understanding of this true understanding of circumcision.
所以保罗很清楚地明白这个割礼的意思。
So which is under the New Testament?
就是在新约之下。
He find out that there's no physical circumcision.
他发现不需要用这个肉体上的割礼了。
But he understood as this circumcision made without hand, which is the baptism can effect to wash away our sins.
而就是我们要接受这个不是用人手所行的割礼，能够把我们的罪给 失去。
And understood that this is the new covenant established by the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个就是跟主耶稣所立的新约。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah.
让我们看一下耶利米书。
Jeremiah chapter 31.
耶利米书第三十一章。
Jeremiah chapter 31 from verse 31.
耶利米书三十一章从三十一节开始。
31 from verse 31.
耶利米书三十一章三十一节。
Behold, days are coming, declared the Lord, when I will make the new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Verse 32.
三十二节。
Not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hands to bring them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant, which they broke, although I was a husband to them, declared the Lord. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, declared the Lord, I will put my law within them and on their heart. I will write it. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Verse 34. And they shall not teach again each man his neighbor and each man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, declare the Lord. For I will forgive the iniquity and their sin I will remember no more. And here God talked to Israelites through the Jeremiah.
在这里神借着耶利米告诉他的子民。
He mentioned about that he wants to establish this new covenant.
在这里讲到立一个新约。
And this new covenant is different than the first one.
他这个新约跟以前的旧约不一样。
Because the first one, because Israelites do not kept this covenant.
首先第一次的约以色列人民没有办法守。
So Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 32 here, God says,That my covenant which they broke.
在三十二节这里讲说，他们背了我所立的约。
So the verse 33 says, But this is the covenant which I'll make with the house of Israel after these days, which is the new covenant.
在三十三节，主说，在这日子之后，我要以色列家立一个新的约。
So Paul understands that this is a new covenant.
所以保罗就明白这里这个新约。
So the no longer this circumcision to be neat in New Testament time.
所以在新约的时候就不必要再施这个割礼了。
Because the new covenant was established by the Lord Jesus when he died on the cross.
因为新约已经在主耶稣在十字架上立下了。
But then anybody who applied his blood of Jesus Christ, they are the one to be part of the body of Christ.
所以任何人有主耶稣的血在他们身上，就有这个耶稣在他们身上。
Because the church is purchased by the blood of Jesus.
因为教会就是借着主耶稣的血所买的。
Then only those who baptize in the name of Jesus Christ.
所以那些奉主耶稣圣名施洗的人
，They become part of the body of Christ.
他们就成为耶稣基督的身体一部
分。So anybody who do not purchase by the blood of Jesus,
任何一个人没有被耶稣的血所买下来的话
，They cannot be the part of the body of Christ, they're still separate from God.
那他们就不能成为耶稣的身体的一份子，因为他们不属于神。
So the salvation is apart from them.
所以救恩就不属于他们。
The Acts chapter 20 verse 28, here Paul says.
在使徒行传二十章这里，保罗说。
In Acts chapter 20 verse 28, Paul mentioned about the church. He says, "Shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his own blood."
使徒行传二十章的二十八节，这里保罗说。你们就当成为自己谨慎，成为全情敬神牧养神的教会，就是用他自己血买来的。
Anybody who do not apply the blood of Jesus, then they cannot be part of the body of Christ.
所以任何人身上不是被耶稣的血所买来的话，他们就不能成为教会的一份子。
The church is clear. Church is clear that. The himself has to be purchased by his blood.
这里讲得很清楚，神的教会一定要借着他的血所购买的。
So this is kind of simple concept about the true church.
这其实是一个很简单的概念，关于教会。
But we have to think about the, you know, the who, how is it possible that church can be established?
所以我们要想一想，教会怎么能够被设立呢
？By the this truth，
就是以这个真理所设立的。
It's not that we talking about the bring up the moral standard about a way to teaching the good things. It's not that issue. That's important, but that's not the main things.
教会不单是只是教导我们怎么样做好人，或者是。我们道德方面的长进，这也是重要，
yeah,
可是这并不是最重要的。
Church is qualified enough to wash away our sins.
教会就是要能够让我们的罪能够舍去。
So let us to be connected with God.
这样我们才能够跟神连接。
Which is reconnect our relationship with God.
能够跟神再恢复我们跟神的关系。
With new covenant.
就是借着这个新的约。
This without this true covenant.
要是没有这个新的约
，then we cannot be part of the body of Christ.
我们就不可能成为基督的一份子。
Naturally, the church it cannot be the firstborn.
那教会就不成为长子了。
And let's we go back to Hebrews chapter 12.
我们再看回希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 23.
十二章二十三节。
To the general assembly and the church of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven.
有名录在天上众诸长子的会所共聚的总会。
This is the picture of the to be the part of the body of Christ.
这就是一个荧幕在。一个属于教会神的一份子。
This is the picture that how we can establish the relationship with God as a firstborn.
这是怎么样我们跟神能够建立一个长子的身份。
If this is not a general assembly, the church of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, any it doesn't matter how many the number is there issues.
所以在这里讲说，所有诸众长子之会所所共聚的总会，并不在乎多少人。
The firstborn is a concept, is a chosen concept.
长子的意思就是被拣选的意思。
When God established the covenant between Abraham,
当神跟亚伯拉罕建立这个约的时候
，Any male circumcised,
每一个男人都要受割礼。
The circumcised one become my people.
就表示受割礼的人就成为神的子民。
It says it belongs to God.
表示属于神的了。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 13.
我们再看回出埃及记十三章。
Exodus chapter 13 verse 2.
出埃及记十三章第二节。
Chapter 13, verse 2, and sanctify to me every firstborn, the first offspring of every womb among the sons of Israel, both the man and the beast. It belongs to me. Here God says, God talked to Moses, says, all the firstborn is belongs to me.
在这里神跟摩西说，所有头生的都属于我的。
This is the one, they are the one to inherit.They're the one that inherit the kingdom of God, which means in the New Testament time concept also.
所以在新约同样的概念，就是他们能够做长子的才能够领受天国的这个份。
So nowadays we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ.
所以我们现今是奉主耶稣圣名受洗。
Why this is so precious?
这为什么这么宝贵呢
？Because this is not only just washed away our sin alone.
不单是我们的罪被洗掉。
This one is established a new covenant between our God and us.
因为这是表示我们跟神所建立一个关系。
This regained our status.
那就是恢复我们原来的身份。
So we become the firstborn.
我们就变为长子了。
I think one time they explained about the firstborn.
有一次我有解释这个 长子的意义。
In Israelites, the firstborn is the one to inherit their father's property. Yes.
在旧约的时候，以色列人是只有长子能够得到家里的财产。
Now any place they call the church, but they have no authority. There's no truth. They can them to be a firstborn. It cannot be the church actually.
所以现今一个教会，他们要是不按照真理所行的话，那他们也不能成为头生的。
Why our church focus very emphasize about the baptism?
为什么教会这么注视洗礼呢？
Because this is the established new covenant between our Lord Jesus Christ and us.
因为就是借着洗礼，我们跟神立下这个约。
So that we can inherit his kingdom.
这样子我们才能够领受天国的财产。
That's in the Galatians chapter 3.
我们看一下加拉太书。
Galatians chapter 3 from verse 26.
加拉太书第三章二十六节。
Chapter 3, verse from 26 to 29. Now, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. 27.
27.
For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. 28.
28.
There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free man, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. 29. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise. Here, Paul explained the importance about our baptism.
保罗在这里讲到我们受洗的重要性。
And here, verse 27 says, we baptize into Christ and close ourselves with Christ.
在这里讲说，我们受洗之后，我们就如同披戴基督了。
Since we are baptized, there's no such thing as discrimination between any different among any other nation or other races.
既然我们受了洗之后，我们就不再有分别，不管我们是什么样的人。
Because in this way, they belongs to Christ.
因为大家都属于基督了。
Not only the firstborn to be belongs to Christ.
只有长子或头生的才属于基督。
Then in verse 29 says, "If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring."
这里说，你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Once become Abraham's offspring,
既然成为亚伯拉罕后裔的话
，that which is the firstborn,
那就是表示是头生。
Then heir according to the promise,
也就是照着应许承受。
That means we can inherit the kingdom of God.
我们就能够承受产业了。
So, it's how we can see the picture of the church.
这样我们能够就看到教会的形象。
The church have a true covenant that is established by the Lord Jesus Christ to stand in this church.
所以教会一定要有跟耶稣基督立下这个约。
Only the new covenant can connect with our Lord Jesus Christ.
只有借着这个新的约才能够跟基督连接。
Only with the new covenant, our sin can be washed away.
只有借着这个新约，我们的罪才能够被洗去。
Through the establish our firstborn, so our name is written in the book of life.
也只有我们成为头生的，我们的名才会记录在天国的书上。
Because this part is very very essential.
这种想法，这个基本的概念是非常重要的。
So the church need have a truth.
所以教会首先要有真理。
Lead us to find out, let us to establish the new covenant between our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为只有真理才能够带领到我们跟神怎样立约。
Because the second one is the Spirit of God within us.
第二就是神的灵在我们。
The Spirit of God become a witness that this truth is the truth.
因为神的灵他会告诉我们这个就是神的真理。
So we can define the true church.
我们就能够对真教会有一个定义。
And also, of course, we're following up all the signs and the miracles.
然后就有就有奇迹跟随我们。
If we do not have this new covenant,
要是我们没有这个新的约。
If any church say church but that do not have this new covenant,
要是任何教会他们称为自己教会却没有这个
新的约。In the sight of God, it cannot be the church.
那在神的眼中，这个还不算教会。
So we can understand.
所以我们要了解。
This is the standard a way we can find out the true church or not.
这样子我们才能够知道我们有没有找到真教会。
So we have to, since we understand the connection of Old Testament and New Testament of this truth.
现在我们了解这个旧约跟新约真理的联合。
So we can have a solid foundation of understanding of church.
这样我们对教会的了解就有一个很好的根基了。
I'm sure because we'll never be shaken our faith then.
我们的信仰就不会摇动。
Yeah, so that we can continue our church to be strong enough under the truth.
我们的教会就能够稳稳地在真理上建设。
Let's sing 356.
请唱诗356首。